everybody. Thanks for listening to Bloody Podcast. This is a new series we're calling Misdemeanor Mondays. And so Misdemeanor Mondays are mini episodes in a way because we're women and we're tired. So once a month, yes.
We're sick and we're tired.
Yeah, I'm going to be giving this explanation next month when we do it too because I won't sound as sick.
I'll be sick next month. Yeah. We'll take turns.
We'll take turns because we're tired, you guys.
We're tired. Nobody asked us, but we're tired.
Yeah. Okay. So while we won't always cover a misdemeanor, because sometimes we'll have a murder.
Yeah.
This time we do. Yes. At least I do. Is yours also a misdemeanor?
I don't know if mine's a... I was thinking more of like misdemeanor, you know, like...
Oh, that's... I did think about that, but it made me feel like really like Pussycat Dolls 2002. You know what I'm saying?
The 10,000s?
Yeah, the 10,000s. The 1,000s.
The 1,000s? Okay. We found out that my calendar is different. I think it's a felony. I'm pretty sure. But I will say the reason I picked this story is I feel like it's an interesting... I feel like there's two sides to the story. And so I'd be interested to see what the listeners think and then also what comes of it. Because I feel like one group is reporting it one way and there's not a lot of reporting on the other way. So
do you want to go first?
Sure.
Yeah, you go first.
So the person I picked was Shailene Rodriguez, who is an artist based in New York. And she's also an adjunct professor at Manhattan's Hunter College. She came to notoriety, I would say, within the last two weeks or so, because there was a group of people who, let's see, Students for Life of America, which is a nonprofit group that identifies as one of the leading pro-life advocacy organizations in the world. And they were, they had a booth. These two people had a booth with some stuff, propaganda stuff in the, like materials and stuff. They said it was like postcards and containers of rubber fetuses.
Okay. So she's a part of a pro-life advocacy group with merch. Oh.
No, she wasn't part of it. There was a pro-life group that was displaying their stuff at this college.
Okay.
And she came up to them and got very upset. And she said, you know, you're not educating shit. This is fucking propaganda. And, you know, basically called out one of the guys who was there, who was just like, you know, you can't even have a baby. I would maybe go look at the video too. She is very angry, I will say that, but I feel like rightfully so. You know, I think that, in my opinion, I think that, you know, pro-birth propaganda is its own form of violence towards women, in my opinion. So I think that, you know, to be
totally angry.
Yeah, to be angry. And she, you know, she threw some papers and stuff and they, you know, she is African American. So they were like, oh, she was very violent towards them. It's like she in no way touched them or did anything to them.
No.
And I will say that a lot of this is being reported on Breitbart and Fox News and the Daily Beast, which are very right wing news sources. So they're painting her as like this very violent person. This is where the story gets a little muddled. Okay. So the Post, the New York Post, which is another group that is reporting on this, they sent two white male reporters to her apartment to interview her. Now they claim that they have video of them, you know, just asking her, just seeing if she wants to, you know, go into her apartment, seeing if she wants to be interviewed. And she comes out of her apartment with a machete and says she's going to chop off their heads. And basically chases them out of the apartment building with a machete. Then when they're out of the apartment building, she then continues to chase them around the car with a machete. And one reporter said that one person, I don't know if it was a cameraman or the reporter, said that she kicked them in his shin before running off. So, yeah.
Okay, but to be fair, I'm looking at the article that you sent me. That's from artnews.com.
Yes, so that's the one, only one I could find that I felt like was somewhat balanced. Everything else was saying that she was like a crazed lunatic with, you know, which I get granted, woman with a machete is not, you know.
But it says, it does say to her credit, and were you going to mention this when it says that she, okay.
So the way that they make it seem is that they, you know, that they went up to her apartment and just were like, hey, you know, can we talk to you and stuff? And she said that, you know, her reports have said that she said that's not at all what happened, that they didn't even get buzzed in. She didn't, you know, they totally bypassed the buzzer, which I guess in a lot of apartment buildings, you have to get buzzed in. And what were banging on her door, yelling for her to come to the door. And so, yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, if that was
that
me,
is terrifying. Yes.
Also, what reporter would go to someone's apartment? That's insane to me.
Yeah, it feels like they would have had quicker luck DMing her on Instagram, like better luck. It's so just, it's weird.
It seems like they wanted a gotcha kind of thing. They wanted a gotcha moment where they just sort of ambush her and they didn't expect her to then react, you know, and defend herself. But it's like, if you're a woman living alone in an apartment, I don't know if she's living alone, but if you're a woman living in an apartment and all of a sudden you get a banging on your door and it's just like a bunch of men saying, come to the front door immediately, we need to talk to you. I mean, yeah, I would be terrified. So
yes. It's especially knowing that she has recently stood up to pro-life advocacy groups, she'd be like, these fuckers have tracked me down.
Yeah.
And now they're at my door. I don't necessarily blame her, and I bet you that they're still blowing it out of control. Because isn't the New York Post like a tabloid?
Yeah, it's a tabloid. Yeah. It's a right wing tab. It's very famous for the owner of the tabloid, who I don't remember his name, would buy, I think it's like something like penis named his name is like something penis or something, I don't know, it's like a very stupid name, but he would buy stories of Trump, you know, and then not do anything about them.
I see.
So,
well, that's nice. These people are on the right side of the law.
Yeah, so the NYPD reported that a 42-year-old male was menaced with a machete after verbal dispute. That's the one thing I loved.
Wow.
So she has been arrested. She has been arrested. She was out on recognizance. She didn't have to post bond. She has also been let go from her adjunct job at the college. And I believe she put out a statement. They put out a statement saying, we strongly condemn the unacceptable actions of Shelian Rodriguez. And her statement was that the school had capitulated to racist, white nationalists, and misogynists. Which to me, I kind of feel like, you know, is the case. In a weird way, this to me, I tie this into a little bit about that basketball player, Ja Morant. Have you been hearing about him a little bit?
No.
So he's a basketball player who has like two or three times shown a gun on like Instagram live videos. Like he'll be on
Jesus Instagram Christ
and he'll show a gun. And the thing that's crazy is that these people are calling for him to be kicked out of the NBA. And it's like, wait a second, where he's at, it's legal to carry. So why are people so upset about him carrying a gun? Could it be maybe that the color of his skin? you know, that that's what's making him people terrified. And it's the same. I feel like the same thing with this woman.
I see. Yes. Yes.
Is that like she has a machete. I mean, sure. A machete is an interesting weapon to choose to defend yourself, but you know, whatever. And it's like, could it be the color of her skin is the reason why these people are so terrified and they're making such a big, I mean, if this had been two black men coming to the apartment unannounced to a white woman's apartment, would this be still the story we tell? You know?
Well, here's the thing. And just to play devil's advocate, you can't chase people with a machete. Like, you just can't. And like, I feel like as a professor and like the university itself, that's probably their point. That if I were like on the board, I would be like, look, I understand where you're coming from, that you were scared that there was these two men in front of your apartment. And the one thing that nobody seems to know for sure is what exactly was said at her door besides her name, you know. Yeah. Like, you know, we don't know if maybe they egged her on or not. But if they didn't and they were like, we just really want to talk to you, blah, blah, open the door, you can't chase people with a machete.
Yeah.
You can't express that type of violence and not expect there to be consequences when you represent an environment where violence is the last thing you want because you're a professor.
I think showing up with the machete at the door, I can see that as defense. But then when you run out of the apartment building and start chasing them around the car.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And then possibly kick them, one of them, in the shin, which I just think is kind of funny.
Super funny. You should have just done that.
Yeah. You should just run, chase them and start kicking their shins. I think that is where... Yeah, that's where she loses me in the defense category.
100%. You know? 100%. Yeah. I hope that your school never has to have this conversation with you, Lori. Just like, Lori, you cannot, like, you just learned this last month. You cannot chase people with weapons.
We literally had a conversation. Like, so in such a short amount of time,
so specific, such a specific. You cannot chase people with a machete.
Yeah. You bought the Freddy Krueger hands and started chasing people around with them. Like, I feel like you did it specifically to do that. Yeah.
Sort it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't out of fear.
I was fearful. I was fearful I wouldn't be able to use my Freddy Krueger hands.
Well, listen, I really hope that Rodriguez gets a job somewhere else, because she doesn't deserve to not have a job. At least they didn't try. I hope they don't try to like strip her of her titles or anything like that, because I mean, these guys are assholes.
Yeah.
They obviously provoked her.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of provoking. I also think that, you know, when I heard that at the first, I was like, who goes to somebody's apartment? Like, that just seems so crazy to me.
Especially in New York, where you, if you didn't get buzzed in, it is normally like you, the people inside will be freaked out, because it's not like LA where the doors just open.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I would have just not answered the door, but that's just me. I would have just not answered the door. But I mean, you know, I guess we all don't know how we react if we had a machete. You know, like,
that's fair. That's fair.
I feel like a machete gives you an unearned sense of self-confidence.
I don't know. I have a machete and it's not the first weapon I run to for the door.
You have a machete?
Of course I have a machete.
Like an actual machete?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, it's not my first choice when the doorbell rings.
What would you, what weapon is your first choice, or do you want to say?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, put on the list. You don't have to say what, just say the number on the list. What number is the machete in your choice of weapons?
Honestly, on the machete, it'd be like number 5.
5.
It's cumbersome. You have to be quick, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Honestly, though, I feel like I would always end up grabbing the dumbest thing. It'd be like a sitcom where I would grab, like, you know, the serving tray.
Yes.
If I was scared, as opposed to something useful.
Yeah. I would probably just do something really, like, I have pepper spray in my backpack sometimes when I go out to different places, just in case something happens. Yeah. And so I always imagine I not being able to find my pepper spray, so then I just throw my backpack at somebody.
Yes. Yeah. It's exactly what would happen. You would just lose. And then also you would be like, the backpack would just be super light that day.
Yeah.
And so it wouldn't matter. It would do nothing.
And then, or if I got the pepper spray out, I accidentally pepper spray myself. That's my biggest fear, is that I would accidentally pepper spray myself.
It's a real fear. A real fear. I have practiced. Like, have you done that where you practice out somewhere aiming away from you? But then even then, it, like, if there's a slight wind, it comes back in your face.
I got the pepper gel. So they say that should help with it not coming back at you.
What's pepper gel?
It's the pepper, you spray it, but it's a gel. So it sticks to them, and then it's supposed to not spray back at you. So it's supposed to hurt more. It's supposed to be more serious for them.
But so it's like a gel that sprays out?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know we had gels that sprayed out.
I don't know if it works. I don't know. We'll see. I might be coming back to you a couple weeks from now, just going like, did not work.
I'm thinking, imagining like a toothpaste tube is what you have, and you're just supposed to be like, splat.
Stop giving away my secrets. I just have crushed up peppers in a gel.
It's like LA Lights gel with red pepper.
Yeah. Just like a spray bottle with peppers and mashed up peppers and a gel consistency.
Although, you know, would that work if you were just to like DIY your pepper spray and put a bunch of red pepper in like water or oil?
I'm sure if you put like cayenne pepper and, you know, stuff. I doubt that it would be like painful, but I'm sure it would be a shock to the system. I'm sure it'd be like, did you just spray cayenne pepper in my face? Why would you do that? It'd be like a conversation, you know? Like, you would be like, I don't know. I look, money's tight.
Money's tight. money's tight.
The economy's not doing great. I'm trying to save.
Save plastics.
Yeah.
You know?
It would be real great if we can maybe... We could pick this up when I have more money and I can afford an actual defense weapon.
Yeah.
I'd really appreciate it.
Here's my number. Just call me in like a month and check in.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Let's set a date. Just texting like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm way too tired. I can't do it right now. I'm just working crazy.
Honestly, we're tired. Okay, I'm gonna do mine. So mine, I did a little write-up. Mine is about a lady named Chloe Stein. So on a Monday night in early May of this year, at around 10:40 p.m., Penn State senior Chloe Stein texted her boyfriend on her way home, saying she was about to be pulled over by a police officer. After that, her boyfriend couldn't get a hold of her anymore. Worried sick, her boyfriend and two of their friends went looking for her. But all they found was her VW Beetle abandoned on Route 66 over in Greensburg. So they filed a missing persons report on May 2nd. Shortly following the report, because, and I mean like shortly, like I would say like within hours, because she's probably like a pretty white lady. Police launched a massive search for her.
Yeah.
According to the authorities, according to them, they searched for 7 hours and used canines and a helicopter to try to find her.
Wow. Do they just have like a button? You know, like I wonder if they have like a button that's just like missing white lady.
Yes.
You know, it's just like.
Yes.
Just like a button that you like flip up the glass and then it just unleashes everything.
It's like a picture of Gwyneth Paltrow just on the button.
Yeah. But now it has to be somebody younger now. It has to be like, what's like a young. I don't
Megan
know
Fox.
No, she's older too now.
That's true. She's just still so beautiful.
She's very pretty. But yeah, it has to be like a young, I don't know, any 20-year-old white actresses' names. Emmy Rossum, is that a person?
I feel like she's in her late 30s.
Jesus.
That's the girl from Shameless.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, we ruined this joke. It doesn't matter. It's just a picture. It's just a picture of a generic stock white lady now. Forget it.
All right. The Olsen twins. No, that one did it.
They're older. They're our age. Remember?
I can't think of anybody.
Charlie D'Amelio. That's a name.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's a person.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay. So, according to authorities, they did their search. They're looking all over for Chloe. And they also called Penn State, of course, which is where Chloe was a senior at the time. That same night, Chloe showed up at an acquaintance's house and said that she had been pulled over by a man impersonating an officer. Oh. He then abducted her, held her at gunpoint, blindfolded her, and drove her to, quote, different locations.
Here's a spot. Now here's a spot.
there's one part of Penn State, and over here's another part of Penn State.
I think describing it along the way. Now we're entering a wooded area.
This is where they filmed. This is where they filmed the Pelican Brief.
My dad was an extra. All right, now we're going to another wooded area.
So no word. So it sounds real, right? But then we get to that. And then also we don't know how she escaped this man.
So we just know that she was sent to different locations and then at some point she just escaped. And
taken.
Blindfolded, yeah.
Blindfolded and taken. So I think he didn't show her the locations. He just told her where they were. I had to go to the pharmacy real quick. So we're going to go there next. After that.
Just imagine. Today something happened with this other person in a car where she was like getting really angry with me. And Star was just like, all right, we'll just go to a different location. Like, let's just leave. And so I just imagine like looking over in the car and just seeing a girl, like a guy getting out of a car and a girl's just blindfolded. And I'm just like, all right, let's just go.
Yeah. I don't want to get into this.
I don't want to deal with what this is. And then just call the police on the ride home.
I think I saw it. I'm not even sure.
Yeah. You know what? I heard it from a friend.
Yeah. So, we don't know how she escaped. But anyway, the police were notified that Chloe had been found. But when police heard her story, they were like, what? This is very shaky. Yeah. And it doesn't seem to make much. Why did he let you go? And then on top of that, police already knew that there was something wrong, because when they called Penn State, they said that they didn't have anybody named Chloe in their system for the semester, or Chloe Stein.
Oh.
And as a matter of fact, the last person to enroll under the name Chloe Stein hadn't attended since 2018. So oh. Well, she hadn't enrolled since 2018. So.
Okay.
So Chloe wasn't going to Penn State. And they're like, okay, weird. And then they find her. And turns out she, I think she admits it to them. She says that she, during the search, she was hiding in a garage behind her house. She knew that her last text to her boyfriend would cause alarm, and she did it on purpose. And when they were, when, you know, police were like, why did you do this? She admitted that the whole fiasco was a lie in order to avoid having to tell her friends and family that she wasn't going to graduate next month. Because she hadn't gone for like a year and a half.
Wouldn't that still come up? Like, or would you just be able to be like, hey, aren't you graduating? I was kidnapped. Why are you asking me this?
Yes, that would exactly be the logic. Exactly that. Like, she would forever be victimized.
Yeah.
By her crime.
Yeah. Why don't you have a degree? I was kidnapped.
Hey, didn't you used to go to Penn State?
I was kidnapped. Why is nobody understanding that I was kidnapped?
So yeah, she tried to like Gone Girl herself, but then she gave up after like 7 hours, probably because she realized how stupid it was for such a stupid reason to list.
I know. And then it wouldn't work. I just like that there was a story of a guy who did the same thing. Well, not the same thing. He killed his parents because he wasn't going to school, and he got a job at SpaceX, and then they found out that he didn't have a degree, so they like rescinded the job, and the dad started asking questions, so he created a completely different email address for pretending to be somebody who worked in the registrar. And answering questions. And the dad immediately was suspect because I forgot what college, but let's say it was like Rutgers or whatever. And it was like, so their email addresses, everyone else's email address at Rutgers would be like, you know, rockingcamp.laurie@rutgers.org.
Yeah, it would be the org one. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy's email address was like rockingcamp.laurie@rutgers.gmail.com.
So stupid.
You know, it would be rockingcamp.laurie.rutgers@gmail.com.
So he killed his parents because they found out?
His dad found out. So he killed his parents, and he pretended, and also he was pretending to be ill. He was pretending to have like a concussion so his mom would take care of him. And he was pretending to have a job. He was going to work, pretending to go to work, and he would take fake phone calls. And he was doing so much work.
So much work.
And I feel like her too. She did so much work than just coming clean.
To be honest, no, she didn't. She sent one text and then left her car somewhere and then hung out in the garage for 7 hours.
That's true.
So she did a lot less work than that psychopath. That's why she's only being charged with misdemeanors. She's got 4 misdemeanors coming. False alarm to a public safety agency. Falsely reporting an offense that did not occur. Obstructing administration of law. And disorderly conduct.
Wow.
And chances are she'll just serve probation. And according to CBS, she may have to pay back $11,500 in restitution for the expenses of her search by the police. And there's no word yet on if her parents are going to make her pay back those fucking 5 years of tuition. Where's that going?
What did she do with that?
What did she do with that? I don't know.
I have a strong suspicion that she didn't save it, you know, put it away and save it for a, you know, for a rainy day.
You don't think so? You don't think she was like putting it away to invest in the next Netflix?
No.
Oh. Well, you know, that's it. I think we did it.
Woohoo!
I was trying to think of a joke of the fact that if you look at the pictures of her, she's wearing a Reese's, what looks like a university sweater, but it says Reese's. And to be quite honest, I had to look up to see if it was an actual university. Because what, it just it? Said, I don't think so. It just says Reese's, but I think it's actually a Reese's peanut butter cup sweater.
Oh my God. Sad. She bought, like, she's like, this'll keep them. This'll convince them that I'm.
This looks collegiate. It did. Yeah. For a second, it did convince me. I was like, oh, is that like the college within Penn State that she attends? Reese's College?
Yeah. Didn't even bother to buy a Penn State sweater while she was there. Like, couldn't even just swing by the gift shop and buy. I bet you I could order a Penn State sweater online right now. Just wear
it. Yes, yes, yes. That is true.
Oh my God.
You know what? I take back me saying that she didn't put in a lot of work, because she probably did over the years pretend that she went to Penn State, like with her boyfriend. Like, her boyfriend was probably going to Penn State.
Yeah. Oh man.
She lived by a college, which if you're not going to college, sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, that it does. Like, I will say though that does, to me, it just shows how much that guy cared about her. That he was like, they were like, did you at any time know that, you know, she wasn't going to Penn State? And he's like, to be honest, like, she would say things and I just wasn't really interested. Like, she'd be like, hey, I think I'm like not really excited about college. And I'd be like, uh-huh, okay, I'm gonna play Zelda.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what she did all day, like when you're supposed to be in class.
I don't know.
It doesn't sound like she was working.
Yeah. You could waste a lot of time playing games on your phone.
That's touche. Touche. That's very fair. So, you could waste a year and a half worth of school.
Yeah. When I was younger, I used to have this issue where I would just like lie constantly, because I was just like, I wouldn't go to school, and I'd tell my parents I was going to school and stuff. But then it just got to the point where it's just like, I was just like, this is too much like work. You know, I'm just going to go to school. Like, I just was like, so there was a moment where I could have been like her, where I just wasn't doing anything. But then I was just like, no, because I'm spending all my time making up lies and pretending to do. And it's just like, I'm like, I'm so exhausted. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I went through the same thing. And I was like, I'm spending so much time lying about going to school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll just go to school. And then, you know what? I had to, I didn't have to keep up with all the lies. Then I was just like, yeah, it was nice. I didn't have to have like 40 conversations a day about where I was and what I was doing. So it was great.
So I guess what we're trying to say is that if we were Chloe and if we were Shalene, we would do the same thing.
Yes. In both instances. Well, Maria would have a machete. I would definitely be kicking people in the shins. That's that's, I think, my go-to thing now. So I'm just going to start kicking people in the shins.
That is the least path of, that is the path of least resistance with a kick, because it's like the closest aim thing.
Yeah. Normally. Oh, yeah. Ugh. No, I can't. Unfortunately, I can't kick the kid in the shin. I would just kick another adult in the shin. But how sweet that would be.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to a Misdemeanor Monday episode.
Thank you so much. And check us out on Patreon if you want to support us at all. And yeah, just if you don't have any money, which I totally understand, just, you know, share our episodes with your friends and your enemies. So
yeah, share them all over. Share them on your feed, because that's where your enemies are looking. You know that. That's for sure.
All the haters.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Have a good night.